We're star babies. Or the world needs you to unlock your genius. This is meant to be a serious poem, by the way. You are not a worker. You are an adventurer. You are not poor. You are infinitely creative. Poverty, hunger, homelessness exist because we are not learning correctly. We'd rather overwork ourselves than to give every human being a universal income card, one that will never run out of the very fact that we are one family. And that means we take care of each other. It is trivial to make the card smart enough to never disrupt regional economies. It's not an argument against it. It's a stupid argument. Programming the underlying bank would take less than 500 lines of code. And if you make it so that it's a special bank that doesn't keep track of debt because humans need help, because money is meant to help us, not keep us hostage, then it will be like 50 lines of code. You are royalty. In the true sense of the meaning of this word, you are not just some descendant that get lucky, but a member of the human family that emerged out of the infinite complexity of the universe. A human is a really special thing. Your treasure is all the world's wisdom. That wisdom combines to enhance your operating system, if you want to call it that. Your mind, your content of character. Wisdom is extremely powerful. It changes us for better, for stronger. Our vision is clouded without it. Lack of knowledge is everywhere because schools are only pretending to teach, because schools have become just a way to earn money. These subjects that we are taught, aside from the fact that they're cut up into meaninglessness, they are also taught in the worst possible way, without the context. Without the explanation why it's special. It is like a cruel joke. It is useless. You have to accept the responsibility for your own education and start at the first thing that you are curious about and unravel it so that you can see it, all the concepts connected together. Within days or weeks or months, your curiosity will shift and continue shifting until you begin returning to the original things that you started working with. And you will spiral around all your curiosities and with each visit become more powerful, more capable, more knowledgeable. Ultimately, arriving at genius. You think genius is something you're born with? Come on. There's no other way. No one can spoon feed you knowledge. It has to fit. It has to fit who you are, what you know, and it has to go at the correct pace so that you inherit it the right way. Schools can't do that. Only libraries, only a book a day can do that. This is a big deal, because in an uneducated world, voice and opinion just doesn't count, because there is no one to hear it, to comprehend it, to understand it. Everyone is just doing things on whim or whatever grants them more. And that is no way for humanity to advance. That's just how we stop advancing. When we lack in our most beautiful wisdom, our urge to rise to greatness is cancelled. You have to begin growing all the way up. It's not complicated. It is extremely simple. Begin by planning to cross all the great trails in the world. The Appalachian, the Pacific Crest, and the Continental Divide trails. It's just walking with a book that you can listen to. Your whole library will be with you at every step of the way. That's how you reignite your need, your urge to rise, to grow and grow all the way up until you feel that you have become a great being come your golden age. For all the trouble that we have with learning, I think wise and life-changing narrated books that are held in high regard by all the world's intellectuals, and cute little adventures with tent and nifty backpack on your back just to get ready for the big ones. I think that may be a really good way to get started. Such small adventures will help you slow down and make room for all the world's loveliest books. And that does make a difference, because you begin inheriting lifetimes of knowledge from all the non-fiction. Rather than making assumptions and starting from zeros, here you can inherit from people that have previously lived beautiful lives that made lasting contributions to humankind. And if you can't find anybody like that, then be the first. Live life in such a way so that it becomes unforgettable, so that it sells countless many books, so that younger generations can safely start where you left off. And you are not old. In the eyes of the universe, the eldest of the elderly are just star babies. We are perfectly unique, only to exist once. And we are not simple. There is not a simple person in the world. We are extraordinarily unique. Decade, decade, decade after decade of densely complicated thoughts. Cold. No computer program could ever become as complex as the human being. No, AI doesn't count. It's noise. We are creators. We are creators that can only find their greatest creations by being human, maximally human, by facing all the challenges in life, and the aches and pains and the travels and the lonesomeness, the everything, and taking that and creating a book, a story that enhances not the computer, but the human mind. In a way that the human mind can inherit and become better for it, richer for it. And no normal person ever reads just one book. We need thousands of them, because every book holds just a small portion of what eventually combines to help us grow our wisdom. Poetically speaking, we don't have a start. And certainly, our ideas need to be preserved in books. Our lifespan does not dictate when things start or end. We transcend the past by connecting to thinkers and philosophers, by reading and listening to thousands of books. The wisdom that we inherit from them helps us live strong and healthy, prevents us from making all the countless mistakes that were already made before. That's what wisdom is. It's a way to resume above zero, above a plain beginning. And we do not have an end, precisely because of books. You need to create them. That's what this is about. You need to live your life in such a way that you can create books that others can inherit from. Don't think, oh, it's gonna be something that I have to buy or pay for. No, that's something you have to create and leave behind. That's your legacy. And it will contain your meaning. And it will outlast you. And yet the whole world will not pause to read it. And you may not have readers for 100 years. But it will be read. And it will be treasured by countless many. And yes, it will absolutely contain fragments that will combine to change someone's life for better. And yes, in a way, poetically speaking, our spirits will return to keep the readers company. They will be reading our software. By writing, we make good friends far, far in the future. It is something that schools forgot to mention, that our culture has not become attuned to. You're not supposed to go out without ever having written a book. Book about you, about your life, about your thoughts, about what you have learned, about the good things you found. The universe is an infinite complexity machine, recursive probably in terms of time. The beginning is easy to explain with a paradox. It is just so complex and so weird at the subatomic levels that it gave birth to itself. That's just what happens when you violate causality. And causality is probably not the thing to worry about. Just like there's a subatomic level, there's also a subquantum level. And there are countless levels beneath. We're not some special product of some level of the universe that's linear as far as we can tell. It's probably complexity all the way down. It's probably really easy to be a universe if you're large enough. And we can be sure that this is a very special time. We can see it with our eyes. The stars in the sky are the sparks of the initial explosion. So we don't live at a time where all the stars went out. We live in the beginning of the universe. That's really special. You understand, we live at a special time in our universe. This is the beginning. The stars are the sparks from the initial inflation. The stars are here to help us grow, to help us think, to help us see limits. Eventually, far, far in the future, we will be lighting our own stars. You know, in just 65 million years, out of the infinity of time ahead of us, 65 million years is nothing. We will look as different from ourselves as chickens are different from dinosaurs, or as the shrew is different from the ape. You are part of the launch of humanity. You are not meant to be a worker, or you are not meant to accept poverty as the way things are in our world. You are not meant to overwork yourself into illness or blood clots or just madness. The symphony orchestra of the stars is the greeting to humanity. We must all focus on repairing our world to live up to the promise, to the future generations. You are not a worker, you are not poor, you are not old. You are an adventurer, a thinker, a philosopher. You are meant to become an artist, even if for just a couple of years. Get a wall projector, use the one at your office, and all your shapes will become right. Your only worry will be the study of color. That's what artists do. You are a composer. All you need is a beat sequencer. It's like 100 times easier than a keyboard. Among other things, becoming a composer helps you realize the depth of the betrayal by all the teachers. They showed you music from the wrong way, from the wrong end. Music theory is not as useful as they made it sound. A beat sequencer makes you a musician. It takes no effort at all. And you are just as capable and smart as all the great human beings that came before. They didn't have special powers. No one is born with the talent to play a piano. That's all just make-believe. It sells books and newspapers. The genius that all the show people try to convince you that they have and you don't is in you. And it is locked by lack of need for books, by lack of self-education. That's how everyone does it. They go home, they grab a book, and they self-educate into great many talents. That's genius. You are just as capable and smart as Newton, except Newton woke up in the morning and would never let go of the things before him. He broke down the complexity of optics. He broke down the complexity of motion, of gravity. It's nothing. The initial thoughts that get these papers started are nothing. Just grab a tennis ball and throw it as far as you can. It falls down and hits the ground. Well, now try to imagine throwing it further and further and harder. And now consider the curvature of the earth. What if you throw your tennis ball so hard that as it tries to land in the ground gets away from it because it curves, because it's round? Yeah, that's orbital dynamics for you. You can launch rockets this way. There's nothing difficult with that. When you start layering things on top of it, like math and calculus, it all looks intimidating, but it isn't. Schools make it look complicated because they are not powered by the desire to teach you anything. They are powered by the idea of talking at students and getting a paycheck. Everything else is not important. They only present an educational system so that everyone can take a little paycheck home, so that everyone has a job. They sold out the future. You have to self-educate. And it is poverty that has done this to them. You can hardly blame a teacher for having spent decades upon decades of pretending to teach. If they didn't, they wouldn't be able to put food on their table. That's why self-education is so important, so that we all educate ourselves up to a level where we can accept the universal income card as something that is necessary in our lives, so that we can start learning instead of working ourselves to death to put food on our table. Education is being obscured by the threat of poverty. We have to eliminate the threat of poverty, even just a little bit, and make room for self-education, which will then create a real educational system. It's not going to be a standardized one. It's going to be self-directed one. It's basically just self-education, but with the aid of tutors. And computers are the device that helps us to have an individualized educational experience. In a way, that wasn't possible before. The teachers needed to speak to an entire classroom. But now, if we put our heads together, the lectures can be recorded and children can navigate through the ones that they are curious about, and then circle around and keep getting self-educated more and more. It's all here. It's all possible. We're just too busy with poverty. We're stuck because of it. And this does require a massive international effort. People coming together to put an end to poverty and bring forth a real educational system. There's a need for a strange bank. No stranger than the ones we have today that are trading money that are just numbers. It's a bank that doesn't really keep track of debt. It is artificially slowed down by whatever is necessary to preserve local economies. So there's no runaway effect that causes inflation. The effect that is brought forth is that no one feels threatened by poverty anymore. Right? It's very simple. No one is homeless. No one can't buy the food they need. No one is poor. Now people can get an education. They can remember what they have learned because they're getting an education that they care about, that personally interests them. So they always circle in and around the same lectures. They are rising on top of the things they like. We all have the capacity to become geniuses. I know that word has been misused and mangled by culture, and it sounds stupid, but it is a good word. Genius only calls for self-education, for following your curiosities at your own pace and at the time of day or night that suits you best. Do not live beneath the shroud of misunderstanding that is holding humanity back. Rise, find your wisdom, become a great being, and if you wish to do so, change the world for better. At the very least, listen. Listen to the others that are going to be trying to change the world. That is all you need to do. That is all it takes to bring humanity up to face the challenges of our generation. To help the future get here sooner.